We're up to Perek Beis, Halacha Tet. So far we've kind of just said that if you do a sin, then you do tshuva, and that's really how it works. But it's not that simple, obviously. So Halacha Tet says as follows, Eina tshuva velo yom kippur mechaprin. The concept of repentance and the concept of Yom Kippur, even though we've been saying that they actually do bring repentance, it's actually not those things that really do it. Unless Ella al Averos Shabin Adam Lamakom, unless it's for Averos that we do, sins that we do against God, if you will. Could go in Misha Achal Davar Asur, like you went to a Burger King and you ordered something off their menu, O Baal Bila Asura, or you have some kind of illicit relations, the Kayot Sebahan, these kinds of things that you're really only, it's called a sin against God, it's Bein Adam Lamakom. Aval Averos Shabin Adam Lachavero, but let's say you do a sin that's against your friend, could go in Hachoba Aschavero, like you punch someone, and that's not nice, you curse out your friend, O Gozo, or you steal from your friend, or anything like that, you are not going to be forgiven. You could say, I'm sorry to God a million times, but you're not going to be forgiven forever. You have to give back to your friend what you caused him damage. So if you hurt him, then you have to pay him for his damages, and so on and so forth. But let's say, so you give him back the money, so you think that's it. No, that's not it. You're obligated to give him the money back, but you also have to ask him forgiveness. And afilo hiknit es chavero ela bedvarim tzerich lefaiso ulefagabo ashim cholo. And even if you, let's say, only just said mean things to him, and so you think, oh, so I don't owe him any money, really, so it's fine. So no, you actually have to beg him for forgiveness. You have to try to appease him as much as you can. And then lo ratzah chavero lemcholo. Let's say this guy he's just not going to forgive you. So this is a very famous idea that everyone misquotes. You want the guy to forgive you, but he's not budging. He's not going to forgive you. So mivilo shura shalosha b'nai adam. You should bring him like a whole lineup of people. So you bring him shlosha b'nai adam amiriav. You bring him three of his closest friends. Ufogin bo mivakshim mimenu, and they're going to ask him forgiveness on your behalf. Lo nisrat salahen, maybe lo shnia ushlishis. So this is where the idea comes from that you have to ask three times. But the way the Rambam presents it, it's not you. It's that you bring his closest buddy. You say, you hurt Bob, and Tom is his best friend. So you say, Tom, can you please go to Bob and beg him to forgive me? And you do this three times, says the Rambam. And after all that, Lora, he does not want to forgive you. So manichu, so you could leave it. And then all of a sudden, the guy who will not forgive you, so he becomes the sinner. However, there is a slight caveat. Let's say it's his master. So this is a bit of a weird phraseology. His master. We don't have slavery nowadays, so it could be the Rambam was talking about a slave and a master. But maybe it's also talking about like someone's parent who won't forgive them, or maybe it's talking about like someone's Rebbe who won't forgive them, someone who we would refer to as a master, whether or not they don't actually have a, you know, not like a master, like a, you know, a bondsman, or like a, you know, not a slave master, but a master nonetheless. So holy chuba afilu elf pamayim ashim chalo. So we're obligated to not go once, not twice, not three times. You have to go over 1,000 times. You have to keep going to your master until he forgives you because of that master servant or whatever relationship. You have to keep trying to go until he appeases you. And if he never appeases you, then it's always going to be in your court, and he will not become the chota. In general, though, most relationships are just, you know, friend to friend, and our responsibility is to just make sure we do our due diligence to ask for forgiveness. Again, we spoke about the other night how sometimes if you try to bring up old things that happened, then the person can get more angry at you, right? They'll say, I forgot all about this, but now I'm even more mad that now that I remember it again. So whether or not it's always the best advice to bring it up, that could be, that's a case-by-case basis. But nonetheless, the halacha ideally is that if the person, you shouldn't not bring it up because you're ashamed, right? If you're pretty sure that you'll bring it up and they'll be, you know, they'll say, wow, thank you so much for asking for forgiveness, and that's what you indeed should do. Okay, well, stop.